Melbourne Tram by Yvonne Boyd. This work, Melbourne Tram by Yvonne Boyd, was painted around 1944 using oils on muslin on cardboard. It is about 52 centimetres tall and 63 centimetres wide and is displayed in landscape orientation. The painting shows the view from a tram, as if from the perspective of someone standing in the central aisle. Beyond three rectangular windows, the steep-roofed, single-fronted workers' cottages of Melbourne's older suburbs have been painted with thick, shadowy brushstrokes. Several figures are seated along the tram's side wall, facing inward. Their eyes are lowered, their gazes turned aside, in accordance with the unwritten laws by which public transport passengers avoid social contact. The tram seems to be crowded, with all the seats taken. The artist has focused on three places in particular. On the left side sits a man wearing a brown fedora hat and a grey suit, so worn that it looks rusty. He is looking down at a child held in his lap, smiling faintly. His features are strong, his nose and brows pronounced. His cheeks are flushed red. The toddler in his lap, dressed in a short blue coat with a hood lined in fleece, is not happy to be held. She is trying to crawl over to the next passenger. Her chubby hands grasp the cloth of her father's trousers, her bare legs twisting and kicking behind her. Her head tilts back, and her expression is one of wide-eyed curiosity. In the central place sits a woman with short brown hair, wearing a dusty pink dress and a hat of raspberry red. Her face is round, her cheeks reddened or rouged. She too is looking down at the little girl, but she is not smiling, and her left hand is curled as if to catch her. Another woman is sitting on the right-hand seat. She is older, wearing a taller hat of russet brown over yellow curls, a fur coat of tan and grey, and a full complement of cosmetics, red lipstick, pink rouge, and blue eyeshadow. She is smiling faintly, looking demurely downwards. On her lap, she is holding another toddler, a little boy in a blue t-shirt and grey shorts. He is half standing, pressed back against the crook of the woman's arm. He is leaning as far away from the other toddler as he can get, and his whole face is scrunched up in disgust. The little girl is fascinated. The little boy is repulsed. They're the only figures in the painting making direct eye contact. They have not yet learned to look down and away. Yvonne Boyd has captured this frozen moment of recognition. This is the end of the audio description.